people who keep company with God. I will never forget January 16, 1991. It was the day our nation launched the military offensive, Desert Storm, to drive Iraq out of Kuwait. It was a Wednesday evening and we were headed to church when we heard the report that the first bombs were dropped. It was a scary and uncertain time for our nation. That night at church, we tossed our agenda aside and had one of the most powerful times of prayer I have ever participated in. I bring this up because I believe we are in an even more critical moment in our nation's history. I am not going to rehash all the current events and concerns we have with the direction of our nation, our exposed borders, and the growing intensity of terrorism that is happening right now. But I have had a few things happen that have gotten my attention. I saw in the spirit realm a brown cloud full of the spirit of fear hovering and wanting to settle over our nation. It has not settled yet, and that tells me we can do something about it. A few weeks ago, Becky and I were invited to meet with the vice president of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It was a great meeting, and we were honored to have personal time with such a significant man. We were surprised that we were being asked to gather pastors from the spirit-filled stream of the body of Christ to join pastors from the evangelical stream to pray for revival and awakening in our nation. There is a real prayer move happening at Billy Graham's ministry. A week later, I had a dream in which I was on a bus with a group who was being called up into active military duty. The only person's face I saw was Rick Joyner. My thought in the dream is we must be in real trouble if they are calling up the old guys. Each of us was given a domino, which would give us access to the military base. A domino speaks of unity and being connected with the right people, and Rick signifies the prophetic. A scripture I received from the dream was 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It was at that time David committed adultery with Bathsheba. It is not time for your own agenda. There is no grace for it. I also received Joel 3, verse 9 to 10. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. It is time for the mighty men and women of God to wake up from their spiritual slumber. It is time for us to shake the dust off our hearts and stir the gift of God in us. We were born for such a time as this. This is not a battle for our position in Christ. It is a battle for the soul of nations. Our children and grandchildren's future is being weighed in the balance. I found this message that General H. Norman Schwarzkopf, USA Commander-in-Chief, U.S. Central Command, gave to the military on January 16, 1991 that speaks to where we are now. He said, "Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of the United States General Command, this morning at 0300, we launched Operation Desert Storm, an offensive campaign that will enforce the United Nations resolutions that Iraq must cease its rape and pillage of its weaker neighbor and withdraw its forces from Kuwait. My confidence in you is total. Our cause is just. Now you must be the thunder and lightning of Desert Storm. May God be with you, your loved ones at home, and our country. Our Commander-in-Chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, has confidence in us because we have confidence in Him. He is calling us to be the spiritual thunder and lightning of the body of Christ in these days. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.